This is the commotion that took place today as the sheriff in the company of Econet lawyers, the police and officials from Stewart Bank, among others, ransacked the sources' offices in the capital. The raid on the news agents relates to two published stories in which Econet Wireless is alleged to have extended a $30 million loan to the government, and the other about businessman Philip Chiangwa using land to pay off a $2.1 million Econet Stewart Bank debt. The swap follows a ruling on 16 March by High Court Justice Musakwa granting a provisional order stopping the source from publishing or republishing information relating to Econet Stewart Bank and its customers, including details of their loan or credits agreements. Chris Mike represents the Source News Agency. He says Econet used the High Court order to raid and search the news agents' offices.
Paragraph 4 of the provisional order specifies that the applicants, together with their lawyers and with the assistance of the sheriff and the ZRP, may search the premises, the entire premises, and computer systems of the respondents. While they were conducting the search, we were obviously concerned with the sort of access they had to certain information that we believe had nothing to do with the order. But details of that particular complaint will be presented to the High Court for a proper determination by the judges.
Econet, which has celebrated rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa as one of its attorneys, says the information used by the source is confidential and has a bearing on its internal private and commercial arrangements. Mike said he is waiting for a ruling on an urgent application he made last week seeking the referral of the matter to higher courts, seeking the protection of sources and media rights. This raid provoked anger within the Zimbabwean media and human rights defenders, who are charging that Econet is now colluding with the government to intimidate the media. Secretary General Foster Dongozi of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists says Econet and Stewart Bank had, in his words, trampled on journalists' rights and urinated on press freedom.
This is a very sad day for democracy. This is a very sad day for freedom of expression. This is a very sad moment for access to information, particularly given the fact that we are only a month and some days before we commemorate World Press Freedom Day.
The Media Institute of Southern Africa, Zimbabwe National Chairperson Kumbirai Mafunda said the raid violates media freedom, which is guaranteed by the Constitution.
What worries us is that the whole raid is to find a source to a story which was written by the source, and we believe that journalists are protected from revealing their sources, and they should be protected from revealing their sources. We don't support such actions of raiding media houses in order to stifle our freedom of expression, freedom of the media. That is really a concern to us as Mr. Zimbabwe.
Information Minister Jonathan Moyo, hardly a friend of the media himself, tweeted against the raid this afternoon saying it was very concerning. He added in his words that some big person was trying to hide a big stink. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.